Angels. Angels are near us. Angels bring many images in our minds. They are protectors and guardians. We can feel their heavenly presence when we open and invite them into our lives. Linda Torres serves as an instrument to deliver the peace, love, and inspiration that the angels and archangels desire for each one of us. Linda reminds us that these celestial beings are here to love, light, and divinely guide us through our journey. Tune in to the angels' messages and learn more on Angels Are Near Us with Linda Torres every other Monday at 8 p.m. on Station 1 here at bbsradio.com. Rest assured that your angels are guiding you every minute of the way. Angels are near us.
Hello, everyone. This is Linda Torres, your host on Angels Are Near Us, here on bbsradio.com, worldwide live internet radio, number one worldwide live internet radio. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. This is our 55-minute program, and I'm always very happy to bring you loving messages of the angels and the archangels and much information about all the archangels and all celestial beings. And I want to take advantage to invite all the angels, all the holy angels and archangels and beings of light to be with us tonight, to bring in your guidance and assurance for the Most High is good of all. And we thank you, God and angels. Amen. So this morning, when I was looking at my angel cards, the one that came up was being grateful. And the angels were saying to me, your guidance is to count your blessings. So they were saying, when you say thank you to God for all the gifts that has been given to you, the universe responds generously back. So I know that the angels are reminding us to say thank you for all that we have, you know, the intangible as well as the tangible. Because whenever we say thank you from the bottom of our heart, more is given to us, more is bestowed upon us, because gratitude is a key to opening the doors to much more abundance, to blessings of abundance. So, again, you know, it's just a reminder to as we cultivate this attitude of gratitude in our life, we open ourselves to receiving more love and to receiving more plenty. Even if, you know, we're living in some kind of challenge, it will always help to be grateful, because the angels are there with us. And we'll bring much more blessings. So that was a reminder for today. And so I am so grateful, because tonight we have a very special guest, which is Reverend Janie Howard Feldman. And some of you might remember Janie. She's been our angelic guest several times. But I'll give you a little bit of her background. Janie has been communing with the angels for more, I think, than 45 years. And tonight, Janie will be talking about the Archangel Michael and Archangel Michael Feast Day, which is celebrated in a few more days on September 29th. And I know that, you know, Archangel Michael is a very special archangel for many of us, and we love him profoundly. So Janie will talk about him, because I know she has this great connection also with Archangel Michael. So Janie, you know, is a wonderful spiritual coach. She's angelically intuitive. She's a counselor, and she's one of the most loving earth angels I know. And of course, she's a wonderful author. She has written 3 books, and the first one was Commune with the Angels, which is now in its 12th printing. And it's published in 5 languages. The other one is Driving Under the Influence of Angels. And the third one is Angels by My Side. Janie is a founder of Be an Angel Day, which celebrated on August 22nd. And she is the founder of Inspire Your Heart with the Arts Days. And that is celebrated on January 31st. Janie is an interfaith minister. She's an angelic lecturer. She maintains her intuitive spiritual counseling and life coaching practice in Maryland, and she leads her workshops at the Angel Heights Spiritual Healing Art Center. So I just want to let you know that the first part of the show, Janie will share her angel wisdom with us, and on the second part, we will open the lines so you can call in for your questions or you can receive your angel messages from Janie. So without further delay, I would love to introduce Janie Howard-Feldman. Hi, Janie.
Hi, Linda. Thank you for that beautiful sharing. Thank you. That was very kind.
Oh, Janie, I am just so grateful that you're here because I know that you're on the East Coast.
Yes.
And it's a little bit later for you. And you're
I'm
always so eager
here.
To be with us. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
So give us all your insights on Archangel Michael because, you know, September 29th is his feast day.
And
I know that you always know a lot. Yes.
We both have a great love, Linda, of Archangel Michael. And thank you for the introduction about him. I want to just share something. I always feel so blessed. And just as I love your sharing on being grateful. And I'm so grateful for all the gifts that God gives to us in our lives. And just the angels is just at the top of the list for my gratefulness and appreciation. And Archangel Michael. And in honor of glorifying God by cooperating with the angels, I want to just share with anyone who's listening in your audience, mm-hmm. if you would like, it's a color 4x6 photograph of what I call Miracle Angel. If people just send me a self-addressed stamped envelope, I'll send it to them. My address is simply, you can send it to Reverend Jane Feldman, P.O. Box 95, and I'm in Upperco, Maryland, UPPERCO, Maryland, MD 21155. And what I want to share about Miracle Angel is that I had taken a group over to the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. last December, and they have so many wonderful depictions of the angels in sculpture and stained glass. And I know, as your listeners know, that Archangel Michael is just well known in history and scripture and art and in literature. Mm-hmm. And in fact, at the National Cathedral, behind the altar, they're way up high. There's wonderful depictions of the angels, and one of which depictions is of Archangel Michael. Mm-hmm. And once a year, the sunlight, at a different time, it's not known when it's going to happen, but the sunlight comes through the stained glass window, and it just happens to hit Archangel Michael. And it just lights Michael up like a rainbow. It's a rainbow Michael. And they refer to it when it happens to Miracle Angel. You know, it's just, again, it's the rainbow of God and Michael and the light and the energy. So I happened to be there with a group that I was showing, like doing an angel tour. And it was so amazing because, you know, we thought we were going to have longer in the cathedral, but they were going to have a special event. And they had forgotten about it. And so anyone who was there for the tour, they had to cut the tour short. But our guide just said, look up, you know, and just said, get your cameras, look up. Oh, my gosh, you know, the light's coming through and, it's hitting the angel. So I took a picture of it, and I've made prints of it. And I'm happy to send it to people for free if they would like to have it because I always feel it's wonderful. You know, it's wonderful to have energies or images or just remind ourselves that each of us are, you know, serving God in cooperation and working with Archangel Michael. And Michael, in particular, you know, his name in Hebrew means he who is like God. And he just helps us. I always say we see him depicted with the sword. And he really helps us to cut through negativity. He helps us to cut through, you know, any problems and to, you know, resolve them with creative resolutions. He's just, again, the power that he radiates to us from God is a power to really support us to get our life in order, you know, to be the God blessings that we've come to be. So I wanted to just first start out and just share that if anyone, you know, it would just be part of my honoring this Michael, the Michael Mass is this week, and to be a blessing because we are so loved and supported, you know, by God. And Michael oftentimes is seen as the blue ray, all right? People see him in their meditation or he'll come in this energy of this, what I call an electrified or an energy blue light vibration. But the amazing thing about this picture is that it's just full of almost like a spectrum of light vibration.
Oh, my God. That sounds beautiful, Janie. I think a lot of people
amazing.
Would love to have that picture.
Really amazing.
So I'm going to give out your address again because that's that would be 4x6 photo of the
right.
Miracle Angel, and so it's Janie Feldman, and it's P.O. Box 95, Upperco, Maryland. Upperco is UPPERCO, Maryland, M.D., and the zip is 21155.
That's perfect. That's absolutely okay. Perfect.
Okay. And thank you, Janie.
And again, and the reason, you mentioned that one of the assignments that was given by the angels was to establish Be an Angel Day, but also mm-hmm. to inspire your heart with the arts. And mm-hmm. I encourage people that in your home to have angelic images. It can be through, you mentioned your angel cards, the beautiful art, especially mm-hmm. during virtues cards. You know, that you're starting your day with inspiration, with beauty, focused upon art, and there's wonderful images of, you know, mm-hmm. artistic, you know, images of Archangel Michael. And I encourage your audience that, you know, simply when you have that around you, and a lot of times, you know, we do get down, and there's a lot of distractions in life and a lot of negativity. And it just reminds us that Archangel Michael has been sent by God to protect us, you know, from things that can kind of pull us off our path. You know, or things that will energetically, you know, be a distraction to us fulfilling our destiny.
Yeah, right now when you're reminding me that, you know, Archangel Michael is so powerful, Janie. You know, we know there's other archangels, and I just, you know, want our listeners to know that I have, you know, talked about the other archangels, but there's something so special about Archangel Michael, and probably it is that energy that he carries as a protector, the one who fills us with strength, but he has that special energy force. Do you feel that? Because, I mean, when I have the contact with Michael, thank God, and, you know, his presence is so strong, but at the same time, it's so heavenly.
That's a beautiful description. There really, I find that there's just this immense power, you know, and protection, you know, from, let's just say, you know, great darkness or negativity, but there is a profound caring and tenderness energy. And I just feel that, you know, and he has, and inspirations that are received. Mm-hmm. The message that he shared at one time was to share with people that he is committed, just as people are committed in service, you know, as you are with working with the angels, he is committed to our spiritual success, all right, our being the fulfillment that the vision of that God held for us. And again, it's such a deep, profound caring. You also mentioned he is known through, you know, all religions and recognized, you know, around the world. That's why I said he's one of the most recognized angels mm-hmm. in art and literature. And there's just a fabulous story that's told from World War I that puts and there was a battle that was going on between the Germans and the British Army, and the Germans were defeating the British when suddenly the British warriors saw, you know, they just saw their opponents just leaving, retreating in an absolute panic. And as the British took a number of German prisoners that time, each of the prisoners told the same story. You know, they were, you know, again, they had this vision, you know, of this this army, that this almost like a, you know, this great army that was in front of them. And they had a vision, you know, of Archangel Michael, of this angelic presence leading, you know, this army. And so he is known for warrior-type qualities. His presence is known. You know, there's been experiences where he's helped people in warlike situations. But in our own lives, there's things that we're, you know, that we within ourselves, I always say there's like a battle that goes on within ourselves, you know, of us believing in ourselves and a part of ourselves that wants to, you know, keep us down and, you know, defeat us with fears or worries or anxieties. And Archangel Michael is the most wonderful blessing from God to, as I said, take the sword and to cut ourselves free from these questionings energies that don't believe in ourselves as the God thought we are, or the holy, you know, men and women of God that we are.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I'm going to refer to one of your books, Angels by My Side, which I love. I love all your books, by the way, and let me tell everyone that your books are wonderful because you're a wonderful writer. And your first book, Commune with the Angels, it's a handbook, of course. That's like the Angel Bible because it has so much information, and everybody can learn so much about, you know, the angelic realm. But Angels by My Side, which is your last book, which has so many inspirational stories. And you talk a lot about Archangel Michael, but I remember I have it right here that we can invoke Michael because with his sword, he teaches us to cut through challenges that prevent us from embracing God's true wisdom for our life. And I love that, Janie, because you say here, Michael has served God in bringing order out of chaos. And we feel sometimes that we're living with such, you know, discordant energy around us, but at the same time, calling Archangel Michael or calling on these decrees that you also mention in the book, that the decrees are so powerful. Can you tell us why they're so powerful?
Well, it's a centering, and you're exactly right. There's things in our lives that cause us to create chaos within ourselves, and there's a lot of chaos on the earth. So there's a beautiful affirmation that we can say that my life is in divine order, you know, because it is. Even though we might not know what's going on, God is guiding us and inspiring us. So with the decrees, it's the way that we direct our energy. We're directing thoughts. We're directing the power. I'm encouraging people to really be thinking about our thoughts, you know, because a lot of times our mind can be just like a monkey mind. It's all over the place, like it's jumping from one tree to another tree. So what we do is we stop to think, well, what am I thinking? Are the thoughts that I'm having worthwhile to be thinking? And if they're not, like if we're thinking a panic thought or we're thinking a fear thought, then we can stop ourselves right in the tracks. And one of the things that we can do is that if we feel like, you know, I just am scattered, I need extra protection, I need to feel God's support, we can then, with the power of the words, you know, the use of our language that God has given us, we can say, and the decree that I share with people is to say, Michael's light, descend, descend, descend. Michael's light, defend, defend, defend. Michael's light, expand, expand, expand. Michael's light, command, command, command. Michael's light, I am, I am, I am. And as you visualize that, to have a sensing that the light of God that Michael brings to us is descending into your being. And it's filled with the power of Creator. It's filled with the protection of Creator. And the next statement is Michael's light, defend, defend, defend. And just visualize that you've got this wonderful armor that's light, you know, all around you. And it's protecting you. Maybe some, you know, things you just feel like you're being attacked in some way. And it could be, you know, that somebody at the office, you know, is just going through something and they're picking you as to be the target, you know, to lash out. You know, we go, what did I do? All of a sudden we feel like we have a bullseye on us. You know, and so you're saying Michael's light, defend, 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 and then Michael's light, expand, expand, expand. You sense the light expanding not only in you, but in your environment, in the room, wherever you are. And then Michael's light, command, command, command. It's an honoring that God has given Michael the light to be a commander, so to speak, of a heavenly army. You know, he's a wonderful light warrior vibration. You know, and that he's giving the command that only that which is for your highest good is going to be in your space, is going to be in your life. And then the beautiful statement of Michael's light, I am, I am, I am. And I love having the thought of that, you know, I share that Michael light vibration, and that I'm serving God in cooperation with Michael. So it's a way to center ourselves. It's a way to calm ourselves. And when people do it, oh, my gosh, you just feel the heavens opened up, and you feel God's protection showering down upon you.
Oh, you're so absolutely right. That's why I love that you always explain that to us, because just decreeing Michael's light, it does expand around you, and you feel completely Michael's light in you, around you, and immediately there's this sense of peace. And another thing that's also curious is that I know that sometimes when I have giving classes, my clients say, well, you know, can the angels be with all of us? And again, you know, Archangel Michael can be with us at any time. Like, there's no time and space within the realm of the angels. And Archangel Michael operates that way, that he's just instantly with us. And that's the power of it all, that we know that this archangel can be with us at any time. When you call upon him, it's like, well, you're saying it's at alignment. We're within God's infinite power. Archangel Michael comes and protects us. I really love that. Anyway, we will continue having this conversation. We're going to take a little break. And so I'm going to give out the numbers so you can call in for your brief angel messages. And the toll-free number is 1-888-627-6008 or 530-327-7602 or 530-413-4510. So we're going to take a 90-second break, and we will be back in seconds. Hello, everyone. We're back, and you are listening to Angels Are Near Us here on BBSRadio.com. And tonight, our special guest is Janie Howard Fellman. Janie is our angelic guest, and she's a wonderful spiritual coach, angelic teacher, intuitive, and she can give you an angel message if you like, if you want to call in. I gave out those numbers. They're on the screen of BBS Radio. That's 1-888-627-6008. That's toll-free. And so we're talking about Archangel Michael tonight because September 29th is the feast day, correct, Janie?
Yes, that's correct. We just celebrate and honor the blessing that Michael is, the gift from God that Michael is in our lives.
Absolutely.
I wanted to share something. I usually, around each year, I have like a vision or an inspiration from Michael and the angels. And this year, the vision that I had was I was standing in a train station, and if people have stood, they've seen the boards where it shows the destinations, and as the train leaves, you hear that clickety clack, and you know it moves up, you know, to the top, you know, the next train that's coming in, so to speak. And as I looked at it, the inspiration of Michael was the message was to say to people that your destination, that where you're headed on your journey in life is to your destiny. It's to that which you've come, you know, to be in the fullness of you, the fulfillment of who you are. So we are travelers on our spiritual path, and we are headed toward union or oneness, you know, embracing an understanding of our destiny. And so just as after I had this, shortly after having this vision, I had an experience where I heard, it was like on AOL, and they were telling a story about Mary Chapin Carpenter. And it was getting, we were moving towards the recognition of the 10th anniversary of 9/11. And Mary Chapin Carpenter was talking about that how she was in New York on that day, and it was so overwhelming what was taking place all over the United States, that she actually fainted. I mean, she was overwhelmed with emotion.
Really?
And then it told of a story of how one day she was listening to public radio, and she heard a gentleman who was an iron worker. And after the 9/11 tragedy, he wanted to help. So he went to Ground Zero and, you know, volunteered, and every day he was showing up, just like so many people, to look for bodies and, you know, to do what needed to be done after that tragedy. And he said he became aware that he was not alone. I mean, he didn't see ghosts or anything like that, but he felt this presence of spirit. He felt this presence of the spirit of people who had obviously probably worked in the World Trade Center.
Of course.
And one day, he was just overwhelmed with this feeling that there was a spirit of someone who wanted to be helped, who wanted to be helped. And he was inspired to go to Grand Central Station. So after work, after his shift was over, he went to Grand Central Station. And it was basically, it was a gesture, you know, when we say to someone, go to the light, all right, you know, we're helping someone who's getting ready to close their eyes to earth and open them to heaven. Well, Mary Chapin Carpenter heard that story on public radio, and she made the statement. She said it was as if she had a song in her back hip pocket, and she wrote the words to a song that I do encourage your audience to check out, called Grand Central Station. It's just very profound. And it talks about, it gives this imagery, you know, of this gentleman, you know, literally walking the spirit, so to speak, to Grand Central Station, where the person is going to have, like, the last earthly experience, and then kind of get on the God train, so to speak. And it just touched me so much. One of the things I do also like to share, the Grand Central Station in its ceiling has this magnificent zodiac. And it's, and people believe that it's painted wrong, okay, you know, because it's backwards, but it really isn't, because the artist who created it gives a depiction of what it would look like if you were in heaven, if you had the view of the angels, so to speak,
of
course. Were, you know, from the earth. So I just thought, how perfect, you know, that Michael is inspiring us, that we are way showers. That dear iron worker was a way shower.
He
was helping someone who was leaving this world and going to heaven, you know, by guiding them. And Mary Chapin Carpenter, I mean, she epitomizes an artist and, you know, just a wonderful in writing her lyrics and the music, and just a fantastic performer. So we are, in our own ways, whatever our life callings are, be it whether we're, you know, we have a family and the work that we do, and the life that we live is uniquely our own.
Our own,
and with
exactly.
every breath, you know, we're guiding people. We're inspiring people.
Love it. Dear Janie, we have a caller.
Good.
Her name is Marianne. Hello?
Hi, how are you guys?
Hi, Marianne. What's your question tonight for Janie?
Well, I don't know if the angels do anything in regards to work and career, but I'm hoping that they can give me some insight into my own career, because currently I'm out of work, but I'm looking for something. And so I guess I'm hoping that you could tell me perhaps what I need to be doing, if I'm not doing something that I need to be doing, or just some insight in that field.
That's a beautiful question. I wanted to share with you that the inspiration I'm receiving is, first of all, to release any feelings that you have that you haven't done, you know, that what you've done up to this point wasn't right. You know, it's gotten you to this point. And what I'm going to encourage you, if you do have an altar in your home, or, you know, if you don't, I'm going to ask that you bring up a little space, you know, that you dedicate to your spiritual path and to God. And to place on the altar, very simply, this isn't about spending a lot of money, it can be something that you have in your possessions. You place an object that represents the energy of the message of what service means to you. All right, the energy, because I'm being just shown by Archangel Michael, you have a wonderful spiritual energy. I mean, you just have a beautiful spiritual energy. Your light. As I was talking about, here you come beaming in to the telephone call when I'm talking about being a way shower. So you are yourself a way shower with your light. And that your question basically is saying, well, show me the way that I can be the way shower. All right? And so it is with connecting, you know, being honest with yourself about what your service means to you. It can be that love is important to you. It can be, you know, what words mean to you. And it is, and for example, I'm giving you another example of this. Say you have a crystal or you have a stone that you value very much, all right, and you value it. It can be because of its beauty. It can be because of someone who gave it to you. And that what we're unleashing within you is this recognition of your self-worth, that you're a blessed woman, that you're loved by God, that there's no coincidence you're here on the planet this time. There is work for you. There is a calling for you. There is service for you. So what you do by placing an object on your altar, it's almost like putting a stake in the ground, that you're saying, this is who I am. This is what I am about. All right, I'm about love, you know, and the work, you know, that I will love and that will love having me as an employee is coming to me. You know, again, and I'm going to encourage you for coming up this Thursday, it's Michaelmas Day. You can sit with Archangel Michael and you can have divine dialogue through symbols, through inspiration about just what I'm talking to you about. Because this is unleashing an inner power of you recognizing how worthy you are to be employed, how worthy you are to be here in physical form at this amazing time on the earth, and that you are supported by what I call the employment angels. They will help you. They will help guide you, you know, to the next step in your career.
Oh, I love that. So I should get a totem or a something that symbolizes that and include it on my altar, is what you're saying.
Yes, and let me just share a personal thing. When I went through a divorce years ago, okay, and it was one of these things, happens that, you know, my former husband announced that he wanted to start, you know, a relationship with someone else. And so when he walked out the door, my identity in somewhat walked out with him, all right? I always say it was like a little atom bomb dropped in my life. And I didn't know who I was or where I'd be going. I didn't know anything. There was great confusion. And what the message that Michael gave to me at that time, I was to clear everything off my altar and to put something, a symbol that represented, all right, what I wanted, all right, you know, what I want to hold on to. And I happened to find a crystal, you know, in my collection of crystals that looked like a big sword. You know, it was made out of quartz. It was quartz, but it was a natural formation. So there was this big sword and this little sword. And I thought, well, I want to stay close to Big Michael because I know he will protect me. I feel so vulnerable. And I felt so, you know, I was going through my own ego helplessness. And so I'm going to put my little sword close to God's protection. And when I walked by that, it became a strength that I became, that maybe I didn't know I wasn't married, you know, I wasn't going to be married anymore. That identity was gone. But I did have this solid identity that no matter what, I was protected by God and I wasn't alone. So I encourage, not only you, but listeners, that it's really that stake in the ground. It's like we start weaving a core understanding of ourselves. And the message I have for you personally is that it is a core understanding of how valuable you are, how, you know, blessed you are, how your gifts are a blessing to people. And it builds that energy, and it's magnetic. And it will draw to you magnetically. It will attract to you the position or the job, the career that will manifest that in physical form for you.
Absolutely. And I just want to comment also one thing, Marianne, because I'm taking out my cards, and the card that comes out, of course, is Archangel Michael saying, you know, keep your eyes on your targeted intention.
Oh.
So again, whatever your heart intention is in this case, you are grateful for already what you have. You visualize it and you ask Michael, you know, help me focus on this vision that I have. Help me focus with my intention. And then you ask for guidance for releasing any fears or doubts and just granting you the confidence and courage to take action toward your dream. And Michael is saying that very clearly in the card. So I just wanted to express that to you. And just tagging along with what Janie has told you. All right?
Yes, I thank you guys so much. That's
you're
so
welcome.
Dead on. I'm
oh,
so
in,
like practicing that for the last 2 days. So that's so exactly
isn't great
what
for confirmation.
It is.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you so much, Marian. Thank you for calling, Marian, and God bless you.
Yeah.
I wanna just add, Linda, what you shared is mm-hmm. just so important because the understanding of what the target. Is what is it, for example, people will say to me, I'll give the example of people who have taken Reiki or some form of healing. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, you know, they feel they need to have a center or they need to have this or that in order. And we lose sight that when we take these courses, it's because we want to be blessings. You know, and so I encourage people that if you are, you know, maybe the healing practice isn't where you want it to be right now, yet don't let that be a deterrent from you taking your eyes over off of the target that you took the course and you did all this because you want to be a healing and a blessing. Be doing healing, you know, sending healing out in your meditation and your prayers, you know, doing healings, you know, for the animals of the world or when you go past an accident, you know, to just be sending healing, to embody in whatever way you can in the now that core vibration, because it builds up an energy, and that's what Archangel Michael is. As the angels, they embody this pure energy of God, and they help one of things, and you know, with work or anything, relationships, they help to lift these veils of illusion. They help us lift these veils of confusion. You know, we're saying, I don't know why it happens to me, or I don't know how it's going to work out. That's illusion, all right, the energy. So what we get clear on, even though we can't yet see how it's going to pan out, we focus on the target, on the core energy is, I want to be a messenger of love, or I want to be, you know, a messenger of God's, you know, healing grace energy on the planet.
Absolutely. Thank you for reminding us that also, because, again, you know, the angels and the archangels, that's what they help us with mostly. They're such a great blessing, and I know that you know that, Janie, and all your classes that you give, but you know how they help and support us. And I remember also when I started my angel business, and I know that I told you a lot about this also because I've known you so many years and you've guided me as well. But that, you know, I was so confused also. You know, the angels are telling me that I need to do angel readings. The angels are saying that I have to give a class. The angels are, and I'm like, how do I start? Where do I go? But, you know, my intention was so strong, and I asked for help that they guided me. You know, the first thing they said, call Janie. That was the first thing they said, call Janie. And as you know, from there on, different contacts here in Oregon, it was just really, really my faith started just opening much more. I had hope. And, you know, there's times that we all go through time like this, just like Marianne. There's times that we don't have a job and we don't know what to do or where to go. But just, you know, like you say, Janie, asking Archangel Michael for that light, and he will send us whatever we need, because angels do that. They have God's love. And even if we don't know what's going to happen, you know, we have that doubt. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. But let's stay focused now, like you say, now in the present moment, because then we open up to something greater that we don't even know what's going to happen. You know, we can't reason it with our minds. It's like being grateful, you know. Why am I being grateful today if maybe I don't have this? But I have to be grateful because I'm talking to all the listeners tonight. I'm grateful because Janie's on the line. I'm grateful because I have beautiful sons. So the more I'm grateful, the more abundance will come into our life.
Absolutely. It's one of the, you know, Dr. Emoto in his beautiful, you know, books about water, when he, you know, looked at the energy, he shared, you know, the inspiration that love and gratitude are the highest vibration. Mm-hmm. So when we, you know, feel ourselves being scattered, and I always like to say when people are running around with their pants on fire, you know, worrying about things that we have no way, you know, of knowing, you know, we bring ourselves in, we pull ourselves in by doing just what you said, having this attitude of gratitude and acknowledging, you know, our love for God, acknowledging all that we are appreciative and grateful to. And it is, it builds an energy. It builds an energy up. So that's a beautiful, I just always say, you know, the energy. That was one thing that Oprah did in her program, I think, with her, from the Simple Abundance book. She encouraged people to have a gratitude journal. I think when she went, a gratitude journal. And it's just like, you know, again, you go to the dollar store, you can have a loose leaf notebook, it doesn't matter. But at the end of the day, you know, you just acknowledge five things. So, you know, it could be something in nature that you saw the most glorious night sky. Or it can be a kindness that someone did for you at work, or, you know, something, you know, someone, you know, picked up a tab and treated you. And you list five things that you're giving thanks for. And that just starts, it just directs your energy in such a positive way. And it's just an energy that magnifies upon itself. Gratitude builds upon gratitude. It's like the more you're grateful for, the more you find you have to be grateful for.
Absolutely. It's like we're filling ourselves with this beautiful divine energy. It's like when we eat a lot, we're filling ourselves with nutrition.
That's nice. I like that. That's right, Linda. I love it.
So why don't you give out your website and tell us what projects you're working on? I know that I was reading your blog the other day, and I love it. So people need to.
I do a blog regularly, and people can read it. It's at the Earth Angel 4, and that's a number 4 piece, and it's a period dot blog. blogspot.com. And so I share maybe every, you know, 2 weeks I write a new blog, and I hope my intention is for it to be uplifting and inspiring. My website is earthangel4peace.com. And I do encourage, you know, one of my things is that I ask people to write me and send me their prayer request. I'm happy, you know, to be of support to people. I always feel very honored and blessed when people ask for my support in prayer, you know, because I feel we're here for each other, that we are like the angels. People ask, you know, how can they be close to the angels? And you're never closer to the angels than when you're kneeling in prayer or stopping, you know, to pray to the divine, because you're focusing your attention, you know, to source God that created each of us. So I'm working in that energy, and as you said, this week is Michaelmas week, so I do have some circles of the participating with the people coming together and, you know, again, giving people messages from the angels to support our spiritual path, you know, to keep ourselves walking, you know, on our spiritual path. So, and I'm finishing up this weekend. I do retreats. I'm very connected with a center in Windsor, New York called the Spiritual Center. It's a group of Sisters of St. Joseph. And throughout the summer, you know, I do retreats there, and it's open to the public. If anyone ever wants to participate, they can contact me, and I'll give them information. And our last retreat for the year is going to be this weekend, and it is, the theme is, you know, Archangel Michael. And
the theme is Archangel Michael, of course.
Yes, absolutely. And one of the things I'm going to mention to people, every year I usually have a different theme for the Michael weekends that I do, and this one is on Celtic spirituality. And if your listeners just, you know, on their own doing research into Celtic spirituality, you will find that the Celts, you know, one of the things that they did was they filled their lives with blessings. There's no, in the Celtic language, there is no hello or goodbye. They always greet people with a blessing, and they leave people with a blessing. And there is also, like, two things that were important in the Celtic household. The one was the doorway, the threshold. And people who would cross into your house and would come through the doorway and come to the threshold, visitors would stop and would offer a blessing to everyone in the household. And this was known as the welcome of the door. And so when someone would come in, it wouldn't be just walking through the door. It would be that you walk through and you bring a blessing. And the other important part of the household was the hearth, where the fire was burning. And the symbolism of keeping the fire burning not only in the household, but the fire within us, which is connected with spirit. And so here again, Archangel Michael supports us, you know, in protecting that heart fire, protecting our life and passion, what we love, what we care about, not letting the world put it out, you know, with all what I call the yama yama that goes on in the planet. So, and I do want to just also recommend the work of John O'Donohue, a fantastic poet. He was a priest. He's now in spirit. But the last book that he wrote was Blessing the Space Between Us, and it is a book filled with blessings, a blessing for just about everything that you can imagine. And it's just a glorious work of art, as all are his books. So that's kind of what I've been involved with.
What's his name again?
John O'Donohue. And it's the John, obviously, in the O with an apostrophe, and D-O-N-A-H-U-E, John O'Donohue. And people can Google him and find out, oh, my gosh, what a blessing. You know, I know he continues to be a blessing in heaven. What a blessing he was to all of us, you know, with the gifts of spirit that he shared in his writing and his teachings.
Absolutely. So, celebrating Archangel Michael, Janie, let me ask you, Michael Must Day, where does that come from? Is that from Europe, in England, I recall?
Right, from the Catholic Church, okay, a recognition. You know, and that's an interesting thing because it's, you know, the energy of, it may have all been that there was a festival that was connected, you know, around it. One thing I'm just being inspired, I'm thinking of as you're saying, there is a flower that's known as Michaelmas aster. You know, if any of your people, you can track it down. It is the Michaelmas aster, and it blooms on Michaelmas Day, all right?
Wow.
And so, you know, it can very well be that there was, you know, it was designated by the church as they did with feast days, and you know, this followed suit. But it is a continuation of that honoring, you know, with the energy. And I think it also connects with, the archangels are connected with seasons. I always say to people, I don't limit them, but there's teachings around this. You know,
yes, that's true. Feel that because of the autumn season right now.
Right, that's right. So see, we just moved into fall, so the Michaelmas Festival would be around the fall time. It's also when you look at nature, you see the trees are on fire in a good way, the oranges and the reds and things like that. Michael represents the element of fire. So I do feel, you know, that as the date energy was chosen, there, and I'm sure there's even more layers to it as well, because the energy of the feast day, and also there's days of the week connected with Archangel Michael, and that notation really goes back to Judaism. You know, the ancient Hebrew, there's an energy that's known as the Hebrew rose, and it has all the components of the planets and the days of the week, and, you know, a symbol of Michael was woven out of that energy. So I'm sure, you know, that this ending up with September 29th has a beautiful spiritual heritage to it. And it brings us to, like, you know, here we are in 2011, and we're celebrating it with our own personal consciousness.
Oh, I know. That's why I was so inspired. I said, we need to invite Janie Feldman to talk about Archangel Michael, because he is so powerful. And I know that you've always, you know, given classes of Archangel Michael, and at this time mostly because he's been with us for ancients of years, like years and thousands of years. And I said, just, you know, it's time to honor and appreciate Michael every year, because he's a loving archangel. And again, he just gives us so much security. He takes care of us. He assists us. And he even helps us with our careers, you know, with our divine plan. I know that he helped me very much. And so I am
Linda, I want to just, if you don't mind, I want to insert one other thing. He not only appears to all of us, you know, for example, like he appeared to Joan of Arc, okay? Mm-hmm. You know, again, is this energy. And I just want to share with your listeners that 2012 is the 600th birthday celebration of Joan of Arc, all right? Mm. And she is someone who had a personal experience with Archangel Michael and other saints as well. And her beautiful quotations, I mean, there's numerous ones, but she had the statement, "Forward with God, and I was born to do this." And so his presence in her life is just like his presence in our lives. He wants us to be moving forward in our lives and knowing that we're not alone, we're with God. We have the power of protection. He wants us to know, you know, that there's that which we were born to do, and it's to live our lives. It's our lives, you know. Our life is not going to get lived if we do not live it, because of the gift that God gave to us. So I do want to mention that, because that celebration is going to be next year, and then she's, again, someone who served in cooperation with Archangel Michael.
Absolutely. Thank you for reminding us. Yes, he did appear to Joan of Arc, and to several saints, of course.
Yes.
But Archangel, I know that Archangel Michael also works very closely with Mother Mary.
Yes.
and reportedly he appeared with her in different places. So definitely, I want to thank you, Janie. It's almost 9. I can't believe it.
I
want to thank
you
for being
always.
With us. And again, let me give out
your listeners and you. Thank you, Linda.
Well, thank you. Your website, which is www.earthangel4peace.com. You can contact Janie for more information on the angels or her workshops or her angel consultations. And to all our listeners, well, I want to thank you for being here. Our next show, we're going to have a lot of special guests, so please tune in. And until next time, thank you again, Janie, for your angelic work. And thank you, everyone. May God and the angels protect you. And remember that we are celebrating Archangel Michael on September 29th. And I want to leave you with a prayer that I love. And it says, Almighty God, give us grace that we may cast away the darkness and put upon us the armor of light. Amen. Thank you. God bless you all. Good night.